Okay, our friends. So we are closing out winter. It's almost gone, and that means that spring is about a month away. We're getting close, just a few weeks. And I can't wait for spring showers. That's what often happens here where we live. It rains, beautifully rains, and then we get puddles. Puddles are great for splashing and for other things. So let's talk about that. Today's story is Hello, Puddle. This story was written by Anita Sanchez, and it's illustrated by Luisa Uribe. And it's read today by Mommy and
Philip,
the one and only. I am so excited that he is here with me, and I can't wait to share the story with you. So let's get right down to it. Here we go.
Hello, Puddle. Who's there?
And in the picture, we see a little girl in a yellow rain jacket. And she is looking down at the puddle. And she sees all kinds of things in the puddle. This isn't just a small little puddle. This is a big one. In fact, we see tadpoles wriggle and swiggle. Toad eggs will hatch in a few days, and tadpoles will quickly turn into tiny toadlets. These toads are, they're doing their job. Seeds take root, and grasses and wildflowers and tree seedlings will soak up the water and send out leaves and roots. Swallows loop the loop. You see, barn swallows grab a beakful of that mud and they'll raise their babies in a dried mud cradle. Some birds make their nests out of twigs and some use mud. It's true. Mother turtle scratches and digs. You see, a female turtle needs soft soil to dig a hole and lay her eggs. And then warmed by the sun, baby turtles will hatch out weeks after she's back in the pond. And she'll be surprised. Oh, hello, babies. Welcome to the pond. Now, ducklings nibble. Ducklings scoop up puddle water with their beaks to strain out tiny bugs and plants. Those will be their snacks. Yummy. Snails make tracks. Moist, slimy skin helps snails soak up air to breathe. They gotta be slimy if they're gonna be breathing. And where else do you get that slime from? Well, gotta go over to the pond or the puddle. Mother wasp scoops and rolls. A mud dauber wasp rolls tiny mud balls, and she'll carry the mud to a rock or a wall and then craft a sturdy house to shelter her eggs. Better watch out, though. Don't get too near that mother wasp or, you know, you could get stung. Ouch. Robins dip and splash. See, birds love a good bath. Clean feathers help them fly their best when it's time to find food or dodge a predator. And in the picture, friends, we can see there is a predator checking out this robin. It's a cat. Meow, says that cat. I like robins because they're usually the first bird you see come springtime. And I've already seen one or two hopping around in our neighborhood. Mosquitoes hatch hungry bats. Swoop. Mosquitoes lay eggs in still water. And when the eggs hatch and turn into grown-up insects, it's time for bats to grab a tasty meal. One bat can eat 1,000 mosquitoes at night. So, if you've got a mosquito problem, all you gotta do is get a bat. And then you won't have a mosquito problem. Of course, you might have a bat problem, but let's not overthink it. Squirrels keep cool. Summer can be hot, especially when you've got a fur coat. And so what do the squirrels want to do? They want to get right in that water, just like the bird does to take their bath. Now, puddles do shrink in summer heat. They get smaller and smaller and smaller. But then rain brings them right back again. Mm-hmm. And when you've got a full pond again, butterflies feast. Butterflies uncoil long tongues to feed on minerals found in damp soil. And this is called puddling. They also feed on plants, right?
Mm-hmm. But
no. Deer silently sip. Thirsty deer stop by for a quick drink. It may be a long way to a stream, and so they can drink wherever they can. Mm-hmm. Now, in this book, we've gone through the seasons. We went through spring, we went through summer, and that was autumn, and now winter is on its way. So goodbye, puddle. We'll see you in the spring. Because puddles, of course, will freeze during the winter, right?
Yeah.
They become little ice puddles, and then you'll have to start all over again. Yeah, then they become a big puddle again. I don't know. It's pretty interesting to see how life around puddles works and how life can find its way. And that, my dear friends, is
the end.
The end.
See you tomorrow with another story.
You better believe it.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.